The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, whatever about the suburbs, hotels continue to suffer. The Irish Hotels Federation announced further collapses in hotel bookings this week, with occupancy rates averaging just 23% for October and 11% for November. And it's not just hotels who are hurting, but attractions, airports and visitor centres too. Owen O'Mara-Walsh is Chief Executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, and he joins me now, along with Elizabeth Nallan, who owns the Manila Hotel in Clonmel with her brother John. You're both very welcome to the programme. Owen, if I could go to you first, when it comes to the tourism and wider hospitality industry, on a scale of 1 to 100, how bad is it?
99.5. I mean, it's really catastrophic. Tourism and hospitality, if you think of it, is the very definition of the free and unfettered movement of people. And COVID has put, a nuclear bomb under that. So we've been disproportionately hit. A lot of our businesses have closed. Obviously, the social distancing, the restriction on air travel, it's all impacted massively on the tourism and hospitality sector, which we've got to remember employed 265,000 people prior to COVID. So we're reeling and we're clinging on by our fingertips at the moment.
Is this an important moment as well? Because the summer has ended. People were saying that summer is gone. They're looking at a very bleak winter. They have their eye towards next year and next summer. Are these the moments when decisions get made that will affect that?
Absolutely. And we have a budget coming up in less than 2 weeks, which is really, really important to the tourism and hospitality sector. There was a small, if you like, domestic staycation bounce in July and August, but that's only the domestic market. And I think the thing to remember with tourism is that 75% of the tourism economy in Ireland is made up of international visitation. And we had next to no international visitors this year. So there was a massive hole straight away. And obviously, looking forward, there's going to be very little international visitors. And even the domestic market is going to be very, very quietened by the restrictions and by the kind of rolling lockdowns that we're suffering. So there's a real worry about survival and about keeping businesses afloat.
Well, just on the question of staycations and that domestic market, Elizabeth Nallan from the Manila Hotel in Clonmel, you own the hotel with your brother. It's been there since 1962. You've had to close 90 rooms. How difficult has it been, Elizabeth?
It's been awful. impossible to explain how bad it was. You know, our parents started it in 1962, and, you know, we've been a very successful business down through the years. And, you know, to have to shut the doors was just awful. To let 80 staff go, you know, with nothing. We tried our best to keep going. We did takeaway food. We did concerts. We did a concert for the nursing home. We got our staff involved. And we went around to the nursing homes and did music for the nursing homes. For some of our regular guests were in nursing homes, so at least we provided a bit of entertainment there. And we tried to keep as busy as we could during lockdown. Then we opened again in June, looking for an okay summer, hopefully. But we had no international business, and a lot of our business would have been corporate business, international clients. We had an amazing year on our books, and we had about €2.5 million worth of business wiped off in March.
And in terms of managing what you have, Elizabeth, I mean, there are government initiatives there, whether it was around the wage subsidy. Now there are, you know, restart grants. I presume, are they helpful? I presume you have bills that have to be paid that probably aren't necessarily paid by those.
Oh, absolutely not, Richard. You know, our overheads are colossal. Our insurance, we got no break at all in insurance, you know, for this year. Our insurance costs are colossal. Standing charges with electricity, our fixed costs are just huge, and our labour costs are huge. You know, everybody knows in the catering industry and the hotel industry, your staff are your key people, and it's important to look after them. And the wage costs are huge.
Are you worried? Are you very worried, Elizabeth, about the future of the business? It's been there since the 60s. You have the next generation working in it. Are you worried about whether it will be there?
Yes, very, very worried, Richard. You know, we've been in operation, as I said, providing a service to the local community for nearly 60 years. And we have a 90-bedroomed hotel on 10 acres of grounds overlooking the beautiful River Shore. And our bedrooms are vacant. Like, when you look at what the IHF put out a survey last week, and out of 305 hotels in Ireland, nearly 26,000 bedrooms are lying idle.
And it's upset. You know, it's upsetting for family-run businesses like yourselves.
Yeah, like we've reinvested in our property down through the years. We've built on. We keep our property up to date. You know, there'll be no reinvestment in, you know, in businesses, Richard. You know, bedrooms are lying idle. We've staff that we have no work for.
Okay. Okay. Just finally, to you, Owen, is there a chink of light around that? I mean, in relation to international travel, the government will be looking at this new European initiative. Do you think that, that would be helpful from an industry point of view if we signed up to that?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a pan-European approach to international travel, which is being discussed at EU level next week. We're encouraging Ireland to adopt it. I think it's particularly important that we get the international tourists going again. Just on Elizabeth's point, the thing to remember is that tourism is Ireland's largest regional employer. If you look around the region, there's very little other economy or industry but for tourism. So we really need sector-specific support in the budget because we've been disproportionately impacted by this crisis.
We'll have to see how all of that plays out later on this month. Owen O'Mara Walsh, Chief Executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, and Elizabeth Nallon from the Manila Hotel. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.